Okay, Paul, you know, I'm going to do a Ouija board experiment in a few weeks. How would you compare using the Ouija board to the pendulum and the dowsing? Is there any similarities there?
Well, I think that Ouija boards, to whatever degree they actually work, probably work very much on the same principle as dowsing. There's obviously some differences in the Ouija board. You're actually spelling out things, and but there seems to be some subconscious things that are going on that are moving the, I forget what they call the little gadget, starts with a P anyway, from letter to letter.
The planchette.
There you go, planchette. From letter to letter to number, okay? It's interesting that one of the other things that we've kind of sorted out about dowsing is what started out originally as a skeptical attack on dowsing.
Really?
Yeah. There's interesting sort of quasi-psychological phenomenon that goes on with humans called the ideomotor response. What that is if you are thinking about doing something physically, moving in a certain way or doing some kind of physical action, the muscles that would normally support that actually activate and even to some degree tense and untense.
Like you're going to do sit-ups, let's say.
Yeah. Your stomach muscles actually perform the action even though it's at a very subtle level where you're not actually doing it. So, If for example, you see you're at a ball game and the pitcher throws the ball and you try and imagine what it'd be like to throw that ball even though your arm doesn't move,
right.
The muscles actually perform some action. Very slight, you can't even tell it, but they do happen. And skeptics originally, in fact, in this book called Water Witching USA, they suggested that it was the ideomotor response that made it work. So the dowsers are out looking for water, and of course the focus of the book was dowsing for water. They're trying to debunk that. Dowsers are out looking for water. Where the dowser believes that there's water, the ideomotor response causes the L-rods or the fork stick or whatever the dowser might be using to actually act. And so the skeptics say, well, that's all there is to it. The guy has this notion that the water is at a certain place, and he goes out there, and sure enough, his muscles cause that to happen, even though he consciously didn't think he made that happen. He consciously didn't intend to move the stick, but nonetheless, the muscle subconsciously did. Okay. Well, in fact, I believe, and this was suggested also by Hal Puthoff in the SRI research, that in fact the ideomotor response probably does play a role in dowsing, except that the source of the motion doesn't come from the dowser's misconceptions about where something might be, but actually originates in the subconscious, the same place the remote viewing signal emerges from, and that the subconscious recognizes the correct location and causes that ideomotor response to actually cause the implements to move.
All right, back to some fast blast questions for you. Joe from Wisconsin. Can you find your true love with dowsing? Well, that's interesting. Huh? Maybe you put a bunch of names down or something.
I would say you can, but if you get the wrong one, don't blame
you or the dowsing pendulum, huh?
Well, in a way, that's the same problem as whether you ought to take a certain job or whether you ought to buy a certain car. Again, it's the same problem. Dowsing isn't – I wouldn't rely on dowsing by itself in a situation like that because, again, you're going to make a certain choice, and you're never going to really know what would have happened if you'd have made a different choice in that case. Usually, you really get the best feedback with dowsing when you have two cases and you know what the outcome will be in either case, no matter which choice you make, like a stock. If you have a choice between two stocks, you want to know which one to buy because that'll be the best producer, you know, as far as income, and you pick that stock and you turn out to be wrong, you'll know that. You'll know you're wrong about that. But if you're trying to decide between two women, which one is your true love, and it indicates one, and you marry that one, let's say, you're not going to know how life would have been had you married the other one instead. So dowsing...
Shoulda, woulda, coulda, Paul.
Say again?
Shoulda, woulda, coulda.
Exactly. So many people know that phrase, don't they?
Yes, they do.
At any rate, again, it's the case where once you've done all the analysis you can, once you've gotten all the facts you can, ultimately, dowsing may be a tiebreaker, and because your subconscious may know something you don't, you may actually be able to pick the right woman that way, for example, or the right guy, whatever it might be. But in a case like that where you can't possibly know the outcome of either choice. I wouldn't use dowsing as the main tool, but I certainly could use it. You know, another example, of course, you have folks on the show every now and again who are very much concerned with the end times, the apocalypse,
yep,
and the end of the world and that sort of thing. And people often want to know, well, how can I find safe places and that stuff? Now, I tend to be very careful with any of that apocalyptic stuff. I'll tell you one thing. I know the world is going to end. But there's two things I won't tell you, how and when, because I have no idea. The world will end someday, right? Or we will have some kind of apocalyptic thing occur someday. But people still want to know, well, how can I make decisions surrounding that? Because essentially you're dealing in a situation with little information, low information environment. And that's where things like dowsing and remote viewing come in handy. It's in situations where you don't have enough information, which, of course, describes much of life anyway. So even in that kind of thing, let's say you're in an emergency situation. It doesn't even have to be an apocalyptic one. It can be one immediate short-term one. And you do not know, you have all the information you're ever going to get before you have to make a decision. You do not know what to do. Again, you know, dowsing may point you in the right direction.